I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. First, the promise from the Treasury Secretary last night is $1,400 stimulus checks will start landing in bank accounts this weekend for those with direct deposit. Broadly, married couples earning up to $150,000 a year or individuals up to $75,000 are eligible. Our mission in recent weeks here has been to spend time exploring in various corners of the $1.9 trillion rescue plan, as it's being called. There's a bit more added to what Congress approved in December for concert halls, theaters, and other live venues. None of these shuttered venue operators' grants has gone out yet. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
It's been a whole year since the Rebel Lounge in Phoenix last held a concert. Stephen Chilton owns the Rock and Roll Club.
We're talking 12 months of 0% revenue.
Chilton says he's been able to hang on because he knows this help is on the way.
The fact that there is federal aid coming is what's allowed venues to take on debt, sell assets, empty retirement accounts.
And, he says, convince landlords and creditors to work with them. Audrey Fix Schaefer at the National Independent Venue Association estimates that several hundred venues have closed permanently. But she says the more than $16 billion in federal aid should help many of the rest survive.
I can't wait to get in a room that is so filled with people, to hear a band that they really care about and have that sense of family and community again.
When that will be, she says, depends on this federal aid getting to venues and on the vaccine rollout. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.